Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Bye bye WOTUS. We talk about that in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Going back to the presidential campaign of then-candidate Donald Trump, time and time again, the candidate talked about the need to end regulatory overreach of the Obama administration. The poster child regulation clearly was WOTUS, Waters of the U.S. You go back to 2011 and 12 and 13 and 14. We were talking a lot about the Waters of the U.S. proposed rule, and one of the strongest voices decrying WOTUS and calling for the cattle industry and all of agriculture to step up and oppose EPA on this proposed rule was cattle industry leader, rancher Richard Gephardt. Richard no longer with us, but oh, he would have loved to have seen the day where EPA Administrator and former Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt announced the rescinding of the WOTUS rule. And if you go back to our conversations in that 2013-2014 time frame with Richard Gephardt, he was very clear, very adamant about his thoughts after reading the WOTUS rule several times. It was all about power and a land grab.
I've read this rule multiple times. I cannot believe how shocked I am by the overreach of this rule. EPA consistently tells us in our conversations with them that is not their intent to regulate all lands. But when I read this rule, I see no way out of it that it does not give them, it gives them the authority to regulate all lands. I think back to one time when I read this rule, I think back to when I was an infantry officer in the Army, and they trained me that there were five types of land. And the way you recognized them, if you were sitting down on a piece of granite land and it was dark at night and you sent four soldiers out on the compass points, and they all came back and they said, I was going uphill, you were in a depression. If those four young men came back to you and said, all four of them went downhill, you were on a hilltop. If three of them went up and one of them went down, you were in a valley or a draw. And the opposite, you were on a ridgeline. And the last piece of ground was two of them going up and two of them going down, you were on a saddle. All of those pieces of land, except for a depression, drain water. In my legal opinion, they're all within the reach of this rule. Because no matter where they drain, they're going to drain into something that's going to drain into something else that's going to eventually, if you're in between the two mountain ranges, get to the Mississippi. All of them get to the Gulf of Mexico. You know, you may have found it interesting that I use the pronouns something, something, and something, and it reflects back on some conversations I've had with EPA, spending hours with attorneys talking about the difference between gullies and draws and valleys. And that's how ridiculous this rule is written.
We lost Richard Gephardt in the spring of 2015, but oh, how he would have loved to be here today as we contemplate the rescinding of the WOTUS rule as announced by Scott Pruitt of the EPA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The folks at Superior Livestock proudly present the Big Sky Roundup Friday, June 30th, broadcast live from Billings, Montana, to be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Sell time at 8 a.m. Central Time, 55,500 head, including 2,700 yearling steers, 3,400 yearling heifers, 9,900 weaned calves, and 38,000 calves on cows. For more details about the sale, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.